Thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we're going to get you getting going this morning. Going to get hot today, may even break another record as we did yesterday at 117 degrees. Would today be a good day to talk to you about things you could do around your house to cut your air conditioning bill? We timed this topic perfect, didn't we? And we brought in two experts on the topic, Mr. Jeff Carmichael from our home energy audit company in Phoenix, RIAS, and the founder and president and owner of Intelligent Design, our home energy audit and air conditioning expert from Tucson. Guys, Andrew, thanks for making the drive up.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
And Jeff, thanks for carving out time to join us here.
My pleasure.
Saving money on your air conditioning bill. And I'd like to start by just grabbing everybody's ear a couple of minutes and get them to think. Your bill goes up in the summer living south of the Mogollon Rim, right? Okay. You're cooling outside air to a comfort level. But what you have to take a look at to decide what your air conditioning costs are, you got to take a look at your March bill and your October bill. Those are probably very close to what we call your base load. You're not heating and you're not air conditioning. That's the refrigerator compressor. That's the swimming pool. That's the lights in the house. That's the computer, the television, the exhaust fan in the bathroom. That's what you're going to consume at your house virtually year-round as long as you're occupying the house, your base load. For most people below the rim, when we get into the heat of the summer, like we are right now, your base load about doubles, and that's about your air conditioning load. So if your utility bill is $300, about a hundred and a half of that is a base load. About a hundred and a half of that is an air conditioning load. So what I always try and get people's attention to is if you're going to save money on your bill, we're only going to be able to save you on that top half. Unless you quit turning lights on, turn off your computer, quit watching TV, quit heating water, quit cooking in the house, the base load you're always going to have. So be very careful when you're looking or talking or reading manufacturers or distributors' information. When they start telling you what they're going to save you on your energy bill, they're not. They're going to save you on your air conditioning bill, which is not near your entire utility bill. So we've got to get that semantic situation taken care of first. Then what can you expect to pay, and what are the biggest impact on that air conditioning bill? Andrew, where does the majority of summer's heat enter the home?
Majority of the heat enters through the windows.
It's the windows.
30 to 50% is coming in through the windows typically when we run the analysis.
And, Jeff, when you're out there looking at homes doing home energy audits, you crawl up in the attic. What are you seeing up there?
Missing insulation, low insulation levels, just not adequate enough to keep that heat from entering the home.
We were doing a live broadcast last week, and I had a couple walk up to me that live in the Arcadia district, and they don't have a large home. It's a 3,000-square-foot home. And he keeps the temperature at about 78 to try and keep the utility bills reasonable. But this guy's pumping close to $600 a month bills.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I've never been to your house, and I know something's wrong. We had a call 2 weeks ago for a guy named Murphy, who he and his wife office at home, so they're home all day long. It's not an excessively large home. I think he said 3,500 square feet. He's got electric bills in the middle of the summer well over $1,000 a month. And they all want to start talking about what they've heard about being advertised so much. Evacuate the R30 insulation. Spray the foam on the bottom side of the roof deck. Do the cathedral insulation. And I tell these folks, look, you're talking about spending $3 or $4 or $5 a square foot for your home. You're going to be spending $10,000, $15,000, $18,000. Even with your electric bill at $1,200 a month, it's going to take years for you to get that back. Where else can we start looking for people? What's the low-hanging fruit?
The best thing to do is start out with an evaluation. Just get someone out to your home and start to look at what the items are that are low-hanging fruit. I always like to start with the lowest cost, highest yield, which is low-hanging fruit.
Absolutely.
Sealing the ductwork. Statistically, 93% of the ducting systems in Arizona have leaks of 30 to 40%. So that would be the same as basically going from the lowest cost AC unit today all the way up to the most expensive unit. You would save that much just by sealing the ductwork. I like insulation. If you're missing insulation pockets, you always want to analyze that. And then you go for some of the more expensive items like air conditioning or windows are typically one of the last things that I look for because they're so expensive. And if you already have double pane windows, there's not a whole lot of yield.
If your homeowners association allows it, a sunscreen, just getting the direct sun off the window accomplishes a lot.
Huge. You can cut 90% of the solar heat gain or the sun hitting the window with the solar screen, and then all you have is the heat transmission from whatever the outside temperature is, which is much less than the sun actually hitting the window.
And a little tip on installing sunscreens is make sure the screen does not contact the glass. I've even seen some guys now that are putting spacers between the window frame and the screen frame to ensure an airspace. It actually gives you another insulating layer, and don't let that screen touch the glass. It basically offsets the advantage of screening the window in the first place. And the second thing about sunscreens is make sure they cover the entire window frame, because the majority of our windows in Arizona are aluminum. And aluminum is probably one of the best heat conductors on the planet. And if it's getting hot on the outside, those frames are acting like little radiators on the inside of every room. So sunscreens create an air gap between the outside pane and the screen and make sure it covers the entire frame. We've got a phone here, a call now from Terry. Let's bring him into the conversation and invite everybody else to give us a ring. How can we save you money on your air conditioning bill? Give us a ring. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Wherever you're listening in the state of Arizona, give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348. Terry, let's start the show with you calling from Gold Canyon. Good morning.
Hi, Rosie. How you doing?
Very well.
You guys gave us a free in-home audit from Rias.
Oh.
They came out and we had them redo our duct work, which we got a $400 rebate from SRP from that. So that was very helpful there, too. We didn't have a huge lower bill for our electric, but I'll tell you the dust level is practically nothing here. And I used to, we have an area, we have like high ceilings, and in the kitchen we would have dust attached to the walls within 2 weeks of, within a few days of cleaning it. It's been 2 months now. We don't have any dust up there. And there's none around the vents once Rias came and did all of our duct work.
Terry, I remember your call. It was actually the last time I had these guys on, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and what was your initial dilemma?
Oh, the initial dilemma was we had so much dust in the house. My husband's an asthmatic. Everything was dusty. Everything was just, I could not keep up on anything here. And it just seemed like everything was, I didn't know where all the dust was coming from. I would clean and clean and clean and dust, dust, dust.
Okay.
And that was really the biggest problem. And
okay.
We have no dust in the house now. And the air conditioner is more efficient. They realized that we needed another vent thing. I forgot what to call it.
Cold air return.
Thank you. Return. And so they put that in. Our air conditioning, that was the biggest problem. Our air conditioning wasn't working very efficiently.
Okay. Well,
and now it's really working very efficiently. There's no dust in the house. I'm extremely happy.
All right. Fantastic. And, well, Terry, we appreciate the call. Thanks for letting us know.
Out of curiosity, Terry, are you on an equalizer payment or do you pay per consumption?
We pay per consumption.
Okay. I was curious. A lot of times people say, well, it didn't do anything to my bill, but they're on an equalizer. And I don't like equalizers for that reason. You don't realize what your high energy consumption is. But she brought up a point that I was going to kind of challenge you on a little bit, Andrew. You said 93%. You know, that number's been the same for about 3 or 4 years. I would think between you and Rias and Rosie on that, we've whittled that down to 85% of Arizona at least, right? Yeah. Maybe 83%?
I am going off a test in 2008 that APS did.
So. Oh, we may even be down to like 78% with all the work you guys have done out there.
Yeah. Jeff, were you at Terry's house?
I wasn't. I know about her house, though, and I know the gentleman that went out and performed the work on her home and what we did there. So.
Okay, it's sealing up some
ducts.
The
duct system. That's the biggest contributor to dust issues in a home. The simplest thing you can do is seal your duct system. That cold air return that Terry was referring to, if that's leaking, that's just pulling dust and insulation from your attic into your air conditioning system and sending it throughout the ducts into your home. So I'm glad we could help you out, Terry.
It's checking the integrity of the supply duct as well as the return air plenum. Mm-hmm. And then once we've got that good and secure, what is your recommended choice of filter system?
It's all specific to the home, but typically just a regular pleated filter is all you need.
As opposed to spun fiberglass.
Yeah, we're not looking for the spun fiberglass. We don't want the washable filters. You just want to be able to create low resistance for that system to breathe properly.
One-inch paper pleated. We tell people one-inch paper pleated unless when the system comes on, the return air starts whistling.
Correct.
then we're choking the unit. Andrew, filtration.
I really like the one that's number one rated on Consumer Reports. It's a 5-inch made by Lennox. It's called the Carbon Clean. And what the carbon does is it removes VOCs, which is the natural off-gassing of your home, the paint, the carpets release formaldehyde, even granite can release toxins into the home. So that carbon helps alleviate some of that.
And what's that life expectancy? Is that a 6-month filter?
It's a 1-year.
A 1-year filter.
Yeah, depending on how much you run it. So says 6 month to 1 year. We check it every 6 months to make sure it's good.
Okay. All right. Very good. So sealing the ductwork in Terry's house. She have an attic.
Yeah, and that's one of the lowest hanging fruits. Yep. And like she said, that rebate from SRP and APS, they cover half that cost. So it's a real easy thing to do with a maximum benefit on your home.
Let's talk some more about those rebates when we get back right after this. It's Jana in Sun City. Other calls coming in. There's space for you at 1-888-767-4348. Let's save some money on our air conditioning bill today at Rosie on the House.